Start with your name, their rank, and serial number.
Okay. I think I'll be Andrew Cameron Bailey.
Okay.
And once of Boulder Creek and returning to these here parts, living on the East Coast for the last 23 years. And here's this international school bus, double-decker, that used to live in my driveway. Now it's in yours. Or if there's a driveway.
If there's a
driveway. That's great. Wow.
So we can go on in.
Did they park it on the land? Is that where it lived?
It was on Donna Beaver's land.
Okay.
And I kept seeing it. And
had Bill and Lupe just abandoned it? Just let it go?
They kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. They kind of let it go to permanent storage.
Yeah.
And, well, step on in.
What did you build on it?
Well, you'll see.
Yeah. What did Andrew build?
You built this stuff when it was in your sleeping lofts fore and aft. I guess it was Bill and me.
Bill and you?
Okay. Yeah, Bill and Lupe owned it.
Bill who?
Bill who?
Bill Savage.
Bill Savage, yeah. Right. And Guadalupe is his lady. And they have kids?
They have kids, yeah.
Yeah, they had. I think they were just having kids or a total sleeping loft realm up there and up here.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So was it ever mobile?
Oh, yeah.
But its honorary name is No Further.
No Further.
In honor of Ken Kesey's bus, Further.
Oh, Further, No Further.
No Further. His bus was a 39 International Harvester, and this is a 1960 mm-hmm. International Harvester with another shell on top, of course.
Who so added the shell on top?
That was done before we ever saw it. It came like this. So what they did is cut off, it used to be just like this, a school bus.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it here and cut it here, welded this one on top of it to give it another dimension of height. What do you think?
Sweet.
I thought it was an ideal studio, especially for a tall person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the problem was with the hippie buses, including Ken Kesey's buses, low
ceiling. You never had the
ceiling.
Hair,
right? Never had the hair.
Except for us tall. How tall are you?
6'2".
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So I thought, this is it. This is beautiful, bright.
Yeah.
Headroom.
Yeah, and it's in perfect.
Yeah.
The structure's in perfect condition.
Yeah, no, and the outside brown is the paint. That was the paint job.
Yeah, it's not rusted. It looks like a rustmobile, you know, but it's not.
I thought it was rusted, and if it was rusted, it would have been gone if that had been rust. But
it's perfect. Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
How long have you had it here?
Since November.
Oh.
You emailed me. Do you remember?
I remember
you
now.
You sent me an email. So
in fact. Hmm? I think in here, I have your original drawings.
No.
This is all...
Did we make drawings?
You made drawings.
That's crazy.
And I'm trying to figure out...
That we were that formal?
Yeah. Yeah, you did architect's treatment. But this is the bill of sale from...
When they bought
Guadalupe
it?
And Bill. Not by under... Yeah, they're broke. They
so
are they're no longer.
They're no longer together.
They're no longer together.
So where's he and where's she?
They're both in Boulder Creek.
Uh-huh. I'd love to see those.
All right. Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
Kitchen, couch, and bath side of Savage Bus.
Savage Bus.
The Savage Bus. Mm-hmm. Is that you recognize your hair?
This is more like my normal drawings. But we got a little more formal there. These are just the measurements. And there's my writing, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There we are.
Cool. Right, yeah.
Hmm?
Insulation, electric, water, toilet. Deep
soundproofing, carpeting, fireplace, chimney, flashing, kitchen stove, sink, cabinets. Clothing storage, work and eating table, convertible, bookshelves, tape storage, etc.
So hold this up, I'll take the picture.
Yeah.
With you two.
Yeah, that would be lovely. And now, can you take one with my camera?
Yeah.
Wonderful, okay.
Want to flash it?
Yeah.
You're not unflashing again.
Let's see. Here we go. Let's see, maybe it would be better to do it this way.
And feed them under the...
Yeah.
So you can actually see the driver's console and so on?
Yeah, or you can just stand in front of it.
Stand over here so you don't have to crouch over.
That's it. Yeah.
All right.
Why does it say
poop deck.
That's poop the poop deck.
Yeah, that's better.
There we go.
Great. So you
want to
take it with you?
Yeah. And here's.
So this is obviously new. Here, have you just done this?
Just done it. Yeah.
So
all right.
This is the original.
And as you can see, if you lift this up, what do you find?
The hot tub.
That's right. You have a good memory.
The hot tub.
Yeah,
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, it's up.
Which I don't know if it's ever.
I don't know if it was ever operating. So go back there and I'll take the image.
Okay.
Does it have a flash?
Yeah, let's put it on. Yeah. I see you're a photographer. Okay. You're going to pop
30
up
years.
There so not put your finger there.
Yeah, Connie's a very good photographer.
Connie, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So what is it, a Sony?
It's a Sony, yeah. It's a...
How many megapixels?
Five.
Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, flip it over.
Yeah.
Great. That's wonderful.
Oh, you didn't have your... You want to be holding the plans?
We can do that, too.
Let's do that. Yeah, do a closer close-up right here with the plans.
All right. So you don't want that... I was trying to get some of the plans.
Yeah.
So we have poop in between.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the poop deck. Actually, the poop deck is supposed to be aft.
Okay.
Poop deck is supposed to be aft, isn't it?
Right.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Beautiful.
So what was the bus used for?
Well, they lived in it. He had acquired some land, I think, out here, or they had acquired some land, and they were raising the marvelous crop of green herbal substances.
Okay.
Somewhere out on the land, and the idea was to have the bus as the residence.
As the residence. Mm. Yeah, and they. Yeah. She said that there was a traveling theater that used it, like there were
before or after, maybe afterwards. Because it wasn't really usable before, unless it had come from a traveling theater. And
she said they used to park it down by where the Round Table Pizza is all the time, and there were people who would use it. They would literally move around in it.
It's a great thing, isn't it? You know what's lovely about it? It's all curved. It's not a rectangular box. You know,
yeah,
it's a different consciousness in a space like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel good in here.
Yeah, I felt good in here as soon as I stepped into
it. Do you have a cell phone signal in here?
Verizon, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's,
And I'm going to put a little Macintosh Mini here for the sound system. I'm just ordering that. They're giving me an educational discount because Apple thinks this bus is educational.
Well, it is.
And,
it's taught us a lot.
And this is the project space. I had them extend the counter here, Steve Mallard, because... I'm creating garments in here. This is the project that I'm doing with the bus, and this is the first garment that I made. So it's a Renaissance doublet.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on. I'll show you. And it's made for a reason, because I'm going to make a cyber doublet next for all the gadgets we carry around, like that camera. Oh, that's a little bit big. And make it sort of 21st century Renaissance.
But you have room for your cell phone and your digital camera and things like that, you mean?
Yeah, and the doublet is sort of uniquely qualified because it has one special feature, which is this peplum. And so the next one that I'm doing, which you see all the parts for it here, it has will have a peplum and mesh webbing up and down and up the back and holographic spandex, actually. And so it'll be a cyberized version of this. And
sleeves
come off.
Sleeves are removable.
Oh.
So it'll be modular, so you can put different sleeves on it.
Oh, sweet.
And you can put different channeling on it and put lighting on it if you wanted. Batteries can be held. So it'll be a cyber garment that's actually quite fashionable rather than ugly.
And practical.
And practical.
And totally practical, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm doing this with a professor at Fashion Institute of Technology in New York that we've known for years, and she's been complaining for years that our industry doesn't get it. They don't get modern living. They don't make garments for modern living. And you know, she's been promoting this. She held a conference on wearables down at FIT, and the MIT nerds came down and were horrible-looking things as far as the FIT professors were concerned.
Right, right.
And so when I decided that no, I needed to have an art space. It wasn't a workspace. It wasn't my job.
Right.
And that this would be it. And after quite a lot of effort to find Lupe, negotiate an arrangement, find what the DMV records were, that it actually had DMV records,
yeah, right.
That it was Bill under Bill's name, find Bill,
yeah.
Get Bill to meet with Lupe, you know, because they hadn't talked to each other in quite a while, or they generally didn't talk to each other. And then we had a great meeting. They actually had a nice positive meeting, and they all signed it all over.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to get the right person to tow it, which had to be backed up.
Right, you had to tow it up backwards?
Yeah, I had to push it backwards.
I'll push it.
And then yeah. Pull it in. And then Gordon Candy and I had to come along it over to the wall, and then we had to jack it up. And it fell off the jacks while we were under it, which is interesting.
It's always exciting.
And then we had to put blocks under to stabilize
it. And just do level it and get it dry.
And now it's, you can see it's nice.
It's totally solid, right.
So after all that, I said, okay, what am I going to create in here? I've created the space, or other people created the space that I can create in. And the thought was, I used to draw, I used to paint, did all those things. And I don't want to carve gourds, because there's brilliant people who carve gourds, you know, and all that stuff. I want to do something that no one else is working on, that I would enjoy. And I sort of thought, I like to dress up, and Galen does too. So I'll just start making garments.
Really
beautiful job.
So I took a class, and this is the first project I picked
up.
Nice.
Like
and the
amazing.
Teacher said, didn't say, this is impossibly hard. Mm-hmm. So just let me go ahead.
It looks impossibly hard, but yeah.
And it's a cyber doublet. It's got Celtic knots.
Where did these knots come from?
Just the fabric store in Sanford is where I took the class.
Really?
And so it's all Galen helped pick out. She pointed out this trim.
Speaking of Galen, where is she?
She's in New Jersey at the moment.
Which is where she's from. Mm-hmm.
And so it's Celtic knots. See the Celtic knots there. I think there's one here.
Mm-hmm.
And I added this sort of extra touch of these things.
Nice. Yeah, they add.
And the next one. So this
cool,
is.
The sleeves that come up.
Yeah, the sleeves that come up. Take a look.
Yeah. So I.
Very different feeling with the sleeves off, then it just gives you that classic look.
Yeah, and then that's twill tape. Now the next one, I'm not going to do a cap sleeve. I'm going to use either clips with D-rings or zipper to put the sleeves on. So it's a little bit less period. And but the materials are going to
so
be
gorgeous.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
This is the
weighs a ton.
Yeah.
I'll show you the
grateful winter wear.
This is the front side. So this is what I'm doing for the front. I can actually illustrate this for you. The beautiful thing about this long workbench is it's a long workbench. Okay, so there's the front right, and what I'm going to be doing for all the cell phone users of the world is, this is the back material, this is already lined, the dart, I've got to put the dart in, so I can even show you the, because I have everything here. Pattern is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one set of trim, and that's going to go up here, and then another set of trim up here, and then going to this netting's coming, already trying to get attached. And this trim goes here, going to go here. It's going to secure the netting. We're actually going to put Velcro underneath so you can tear it off. And then the idea is that the whole garment is, so that's the front, that's this panel here. So you can put your cell phones and iPods, the peplum's going to come down here. So you can put your cell phones and iPods here and run the cords up in here, around your neck and out. And the back will have a similar holographic panel with kind of little chevron tapes that snap in, and you can run, you know, the cord right around your bottom and then up the back. So it's basically
for the earphones?
For anything, earphones, cell phone, antenna, anything you wanted, lighting. So the idea is to make a garment that's channelable so that you can install things in it really conveniently.
By lighting, you mean you could have your garments lit?
Yeah, you could put EL wire, electroluminescent wire, if you wanted, for the night. Turn it on with a little... So the garment itself is like a bus. It's like a bus. Well, it's like a holder for things.
For whatever you choose it to be. Yeah.
But it's not itself, you know, with the wiring in it. Because it does, you have to allow people to hack, you know, the hacker culture. You have to allow people to experiment.
To change it, right?
To change it. So that's the whole shebang.
Fun.
So that's what
it's great to see the bus again. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's in good shape.
We've been seriously thinking about getting a mobile something, you know. We've had the dream of a just total mobile production unit. Because we're on the road making films, doing our digital movie making thing.
So you want to put that on again, or hold it?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I would love that. I would love it. Thank you very much. I'll stop our interview. So, Bailey's in the bus, and...
Connie,
what's your last name?
Marlowe.
Connie Marlowe.
Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey, signing off.